This week on the Silver and Black Show, the Raiders head to Arrowhead for an all-important matchup with the Kansas City Chiefs. In our Hawaiian Airlines overview, I sit down with third-year defensive back Dexter McDonald, and Jack Del Rio joins Chris Townsend to discuss his expectations for this Raiders team down the stretch. All that and more on the Silver and Black Show, starting right now.
The Silver and Black Show.
We look forward to the challenge of playing Oakland. We know they're a good football team. We've already played them this year, so we know.
I think it's a strong division. It's one that, you know, I would say maybe a down year in terms of us hitting a little bit of a dry spell for a stretch. The Chargers hit a dry spell for a stretch to start the year. The Chiefs are in one now, but we're all good football teams, and we're all alive right now. We all have an opportunity.
The AFC West is up for grabs. Welcome to Week 14 here of the Silver and Black Show. As always, I'm your host, Nicole Zalumis, alongside our two-time Super Bowl champion, Jim Plunkett. Happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
You had a birthday last week. The Raiders celebrated by getting a win. It's pretty unbelievable because after everything this team has been through, they have the opportunity to move to first place in the division. Do you feel like there's a sense of added pressure when you know it's so close?
I certainly believe there is. Seemingly every play is important. Every mistake is magnified. Even though the Raiders, you know, have not played their best week in, week out, the opportunity is still there to make the playoffs. And you can't help but watch what other teams are doing that have an effect on, how far up the ladder you're going to move. But, you know, first and foremost, you have to take care of the opportunity you have on the field, focus on the game at hand, and not worry about anybody else.
Well, this week they have an opportunity to get a win at Arrowhead. And that leads us to our headlines. Our first one, the changing Chiefs. Our divisional rivals started off the year by heading to Foxborough and shocking the defending Super Bowl champs 42-27. They followed that up with four more straight wins, including being one of the two teams to beat the Eagles this season. Well, now that seems like a completely different team because since their 5-0 start, they've dropped six of their last seven. Jim, success in this league is undeniable. You've been here on teams that have struggled like they have. As a player, how much does a losing streak like this affect you? Looking at this Chiefs team, what's going on in their mind right now?
You know, sometimes it's very difficult to pull yourself out of a downward spiral. When I was with New England and San Francisco, when it was a 14-game schedule, one time with New England, we started off 6-1. Another time with San Francisco, we started off 6-1. In the second half of the season, we only won two games each of those times. So sometimes, you know, you're just expecting something bad to happen when you're playing bad. You lose your confidence. Everything's not going the way you want it to. And you're just waiting for something bad to happen. Mm-hmm. So you got to pull yourself out, focus on all the positive things that you know you can do, and go ahead and execute the game plan. Try not to make any mistakes, but mistakes happen, but let it go and go on to the next play.
Yeah, it constantly amazes me how your mentality can dictate a game, and you're seeing that with the Chiefs right now. Our second headline, defensive downfall. The Chiefs' defense was once one of the most feared units in the league, but that's not the case anymore. They currently give up the third most yards per game this season, and last week afforded the New York Jets their season high in points, 38, and yards, 488. In week 7, the Silver and Black hung 31 points and a season-high 505 yards on them. Jim, what has changed with this Chiefs team that you've seen in past seasons, and how can the Raiders get it done on the road?
Well, number one, you know, Eric Berry is missing from that defense, the acknowledged leader of that team. Just recently, Marcus Peters has been suspended for the game. So that's somewhat of an advantage for the Raiders. But in this league, you know, when the offense is playing well and the defense gives up a lot of points, offense makes up for it and vice versa. When the offense is struggling, hopefully the defense will shut down the other team as much as possible. You know, but in this league, you have to have that kind of combination, that synergy to work in order to win consistently in this league. In the Jets game, they gave up 38 points, but the offense scored 31, still not enough. The week before against Buffalo, it was a 16-10 ball game in favor of Buffalo. So, you know, they're not hitting stride the way they should in order to win in this league.
Yeah, and in this division, that leads us to our third headline, Wild Wild West. With the Chiefs losing in Week 13 and both the Raiders and the Chargers winning, the AFC West has three teams tied for the top spot with four to go. The Raiders objectively have the toughest schedule of the three as their remaining opponent's combined record is the only one over 500 at 28-20. But all three play each other one more time, and the one who comes out on top, well, that's anybody's guess. So, Jim, it's prediction time for you. look at this AFC West. Who's going to come out on top?
Well, the last four games of the season, they're all tough. The Raiders have to play their best football. I can see a scenario where it comes down to the very last game of the season. But that being said, the Raiders have to go into Kansas City, which is an awfully tough place to play, especially for the Raiders. They haven't won there in a very long time. So, all that being said, it's time for the Raiders to play their best football and hopefully come out on top in this division.
Yeah, it would be a statement win for a number of reasons.
You bet.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. This is a perfect week to have Dexter McDonald on the show because you were born in Kansas City. You went to college at KU, high school in Kansas. Welcome to the show. Just tell me what that transition has been like from there to here in Oakland as a member of the Raiders.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. But I would say the transition has been fantastic for me. It's almost been like a dream come true. Me coming from the Kansas City area and now being a Raider, it's pretty interesting. I as a kid, I grew up in Kansas City, understanding always the rivalry and how big of a game it always was between Oakland and Kansas City. So now being a Raider, it'll be interesting to actually be able to go back home and play in front of some of my friends and family as a Raider.
Okay, but you have to shoot me straight. Did you grow up a Chiefs fan? You can admit to it. You're
honestly,
not a Chiefs fan anymore, obviously.
Honestly, I grew up playing basketball, so I never focused on football as much as my parents did. They grew up, everyone in my families for sure were diehard Chiefs fans, but now that I'm a Raider, I know for sure they'll be cheering for me.
Well, they say that cornerbacks is one of the hardest positions to play. Do you agree with that statement? And why would someone say that that position in particular is?
I could see why many people would say it, but I think just because the amount of focus that you have to have every rep can be crucial. At DB, you can have a good game until one play can determine the game, so I think the amount of focus and detail goes into it makes it a tough position.
What is that room like? I know that there's been a lot of injuries to the secondary and you want to support everyone on the team, but you also get to take advantage of a spot that opens up more playing time.
It's been an opportunity for me to step up and just make sure that I'm ready to be the best me that I can be to help my team win every week. With the guys that have been injured over these years, I've been able to learn different stuff from them. So I try to bounce certain ideas that I may have getting my first opportunity to play rather than I haven't really played these past 3 years. So I try to learn from the guys in front of me to give myself the best opportunity to play when I am called upon.
So are you feeling the pressure right now? Because I know the fan base is feeling the pressure. It's such a close division race. Every game, every moment counts. What's that locker room like as you guys head to Kansas City?
I think the biggest thing right now is just trying to take it one game at a time. That's all we can do. We understand the importance of each game right now. And I think knowing that, it's creating a great atmosphere for the locker room. Everyone's trying to be as on point as they can because we understand, like I said, that every week's crucial in order us to get where we want to be. So that's kind of how it is right now.
So normally, Dexter, we would do five questions where we get to know you a little bit. Because you are a fashion aficionado, I have decided we've pulled some pictures here, and I want you to give me a play-by-play. We're going to break it down, X's and O's, some of the outfits that we've seen you in. First of all, I mean, this is working. The shoes, are those sequins, or is that just like a gold lamé and then the shirt? It's kind of a throwback. I mean, even the chair.
Oh, man.
What was the thought process to this look? And do you dress yourself? Do you have a stylist, or is this?
I dress myself.
Okay.
I dress myself. I think this right here was me just honestly feeling myself. I don't dress up too much, so when I do, I kind of just put it all together and try to make it work right there.
But is that your chair?
That is my chair.
In
actually.
Your house?
That's in my house.
Wow.
I got that. That's like a Man in Black chair. I seen it on Man in Black.
Right?
I had to get one in my house.
That is impressive. All right, next look. I mean, talk about feeling yourself. You were feeling yourself. You're on vacation, it looks
I'm
like.
I'm definitely on vacation.
The shirt right is open. The wind is blowing. You've got the glasses, the bandana. Very
man.
Colorful in this choice.
Yeah, this picture right here, I was for sure on vacation. I was on the beach just enjoying myself. Colorful shirt, just having a good time.
Is that – that's not a silk shirt.
No,
light.
That's not
okay.
Silk.
Actually, light,
it might have been. That might have been a silk shirt. I can't say that it wasn't.
You know, it was vacation. Okay, and then this look.
This look right here.
This is straight up business.
This is business right here.
I am conservative. I'm making my first visit. I would assume that's the first visit.
Yep, this is crazy. This is actually my first visit to an NFL team before I'd even been drafted, which was to Oakland. So it was all meant to be. But I was for sure on a business mindset right here. I just wanted to come in and show everybody what they were going to be getting.
And this is as classic as it comes. It's the khakis, it's the navy blazer, the white shirt, and then you got the hat, which is the most important piece. Who is this guy? Wait a second. You weren't dressing yourself back in the day. I mean, you said you were a basketball player, but that's a football that you're holding at a very, very young age.
Right. I don't know. I guess it was meant to be.
Do you go back to these outfits and ask your parents what was up?
Oh, my goodness. For sure. There's some times where I have an older brother, and they match us. He's like 8 years older than me, but for some reason we're matching. So I'm like, why'd you do us like that?
I do that too. Is that not cool? I mean, at least this year in our family holiday card, I switched sweatshirts, but it's the same sweatshirt, the same jeans. Not cool?
I don't know. I guess it's just a parent thing.
Yeah, come on. That's what parents do. All right, so this isn't you. This is David Amerson, but I thought that we would give him a little bit of love. He's got the red kicks on.
Yeah.
I mean, he's in the parking lot
somewhere
feeling himself. How about the chain? Is that more impressive than, I guess, some other, like Crabtree's chain, some other players on the team?
I don't know. I think you got to just respect the whole outfit right there.
Okay.
He got the red of the shirt matching the red with the shoes, mm-hmm. You know, a little accent. And he got the overalls on. Those are overalls. Not everybody can pull off the overalls.
No.
And the chain is just like the icing on the cake. It's just like.
It works.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, it works. Have you done overalls?
I haven't done overalls.
Maybe you can borrow his. What about this one?
This please.
Is his, right? I mean, he's got like the cuff of the pant on this,
yeah.
The Louis Vuitton, the belt,
I see
the bag.
It. You see that? The accents. He's got the bag with the belt.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't even need the tie, but decided to throw it on and button it up tight with
the
blazer.
I respect it. Got the clean cut.
He's got the beats.
Oh, yeah. He's doing his thing right there.
This looks like a travel look. Okay, what about this guy?
Okay.
Khalil Mack. He has the one button, and sometimes it's too many unbuttoned, but Khalil can make anything work, and he is making this look work right now.
He's definitely doing that with the hands in the pockets. Mm-hmm. Look like a young Denzel right there.
I can't wait for Khalil to hear a young Denzel. Dexter, thank you so much for taking
the time.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you again for having me.
Absolutely. A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show. The final quarter of the season is upon us, and the AFC West is still anybody's to win. Three teams, three identical records, all vying for one spot. For most, the playoffs begin a week after the regular season. For the AFC West, they have already begun. Every snap, every game, every moment counts to decide which one of these teams has what it takes down the stretch to rise to the top.
Well, what a big home victory you got against the New York Giants. And to get back to 500, how good is it to get back to that number and being not having a losing record and being 500?
It was great to get that win. Be at home for the last couple of weeks, it was outstanding to be in front of our home fans and to provide a couple of much-needed wins, especially this past one.
And I think the thing that we're going to take away from this, probably number one, is just the change in the defense. It just looks different. The pressures, getting to the quarterbacks, 8 sacks the last 2 games, getting the big turnovers like Khalil Mack right before half. That's huge for your team.
Yeah, it's been big. It's been big. The defense is playing faster, and want to continue to put the pedal down, play fast, be effective, get the ball back for our offense.
Yeah, and you think of guys like Denico Autry the last 2 weeks. Not only is he getting to the quarterback, but the pass deflection. So you expect it from your stars, but to get it from somebody like that's got to be huge for him.
Well, you know you're going to get it from Khalil Mack. So what we've got to get is we've got to get it from Bruce Irvin, Denico, Mario. You know, other guys have to step up along with Khalil. You know you're getting it with the defensive player of the year, Khalil Mack. He brings it every week. We need when those guys are bringing it alongside of Mack, that's when the D-line really starts to make its imprint.
And that key play right before half. I mean, that's just special talent. It's a big home run. He's a home run hitter, and when you need that special play, he has that extra year.
Yeah, he went and got it. I mean, it was a huge moment. You know, the sudden change. They're getting the ball, the punt that we can't get the punt off. We got a little problem here. All of a sudden, Khalil Mack to the rescue.
And not only did Marshawn Lynch have a very good game on the ground, he's helping you catching the football out of the backfield. You were asked after the game, what's the difference you've seen in him since he came back from the suspension? You have seen a difference.
I think there is a difference. I think he's just a little more purposeful. I kind of joked to the offensive staff, maybe he had to go back to high school to remember how to practice. But I love the way he's got freshness about him. He's really got purpose about him. And obviously that play on third down, I mean – that looked like you out there trying to tackle him. I mean, he couldn't get it done. So it was a great play right there. He went a little beast mode at the end of it, and it was awesome for us.
There's three different scenarios for you to win the division. I know we're going to talk just about one game, but every one of those scenarios, you have to beat Kansas City on Sunday.
Yeah, I don't
to me, we've been in the, you know, need to win the next one mode for a while now. So that doesn't change. I mean, just because everybody else is catching up, you and maybe your listeners on your
yes.
own radio show, you guys are listening, oh, maybe they do have a chance. Yeah, we have a chance. One at a time. We need to win the next game. And next up is the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's hard to believe last week, Kansas City, I think it was 70 degrees. Now it's going to be like in the 50s, so good football weather. But five road games this year, you've averaged 17.4 points. Offensively, you need to turn it on a little bit on Sunday.
That'll be huge for us. We need to get points. We haven't scored a lot. They haven't given up a lot. I don't think they've given up over 20 points at home this year. So despite, you know, a lot of talk about their struggles on defense, they haven't given up a lot of points at home. We need to score points. We need to be productive. Defensively, we need to slow them down, but offensively, we're going to need points.
Yeah, your quarterback is special. Two more touchdown passes will give him 159 games, just to give you an idea.
Boom.
Peyton Manning did it in 56.
Let's get it done this week. Get it done this week.
I mean, that is pretty special. When you started to say, well, look what Manning did it, I mean, he's getting to 100 pretty quick.
He is. Look, for us, we need our quarterback to play great. He's a great young player. We need him to play well. And this has not been one of the places where, you know, it's like kind of exercising a demon here. He hasn't played necessarily well in Kansas City, and we need him to play well this week.
We got playoff football in December. This is going to be a good one on Sunday. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Hey, class. I'm back. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. We got to go to Kansas City. It's a three-way tie for the division, so this is an important game. If our boys want to have aspirations going to playoffs, they've got to win in Kansas City. Let's take a look at this Kansas City defense. Since they got off to that hot start, people have been getting the drop on them, and they gave up 38 points to the Jets last weekend. So this is a time that I think our offense can really step up and score a lot of points. We already know they've had problems with the slot corner. But recently, they've also had problems with bad angles and poor tackling. This team desperately misses Eric Berry, who is their all-pro safety, and a darn good player, and a stabilizer in this defense. But in this position, we're going to see Jermaine Kearse run a simple slant. Nothing to it, right? Because you have this much grass in a wide area, and they're playing man, should be an easy pitch and catch. You take what you get, maybe get a first down. But Ron Parker takes an exceptionally bad angle, and this turns into a much bigger play than it should have been. Start of the play, you see man coverage. Simple slant, right? Nothing to it. Safety's in position, make the play. Poor angle. Slot corner does even worse bringing them down. Now it's off to the races. Pick up a 51 yards. That's how this defense has been playing recently. Well, look, if you hate the Chiefs as much as I do, you'll get a kick out of this play. Basic defense number 101. When you're in coverage, your defensive backs, if in man coverage, should never be on the same level. Notice these two guys on the same level? One should be up here. One could be back. Either combination. You're never on the same level. Because if these guys run a crossing route, you don't want to get picked. That's why you're never on the same level. Chiefs made an egregious error right here because our man Jermaine Kearse is just going to run a simple out and the receiver's going to come underneath. And Marcus Peters and Steve Nelson are going to get timed up and it's going to look like comedy of errors. Let's watch this play. Look, it's just a simple crossing route. But the defensive backs run into each other. Now Jermaine Kearse is wide open. A little bit of an underthrown ball, but it's still a big play. That's why you're never on the same level when you're playing man-to-man defense. So this next play I'm going to draw attention to. We're just going to focus on the defensive front. It's not just the secondary that have any issues. It's also these guys up front. This is a run-stopping formation that the defense is going to use to try to get the ball back. The purpose of this defense is to allow this linebacker to run freely without having one of these big guys try to tie him up. It's basically a double eagle front, double strong front. To prevent the interior three from getting to Derek Johnson and allow him to be free to make a tackle. We run a lot of this formation too. We call it bunch. Tight end, two receivers, three tight ends, whatever combination. But in this instance, it's just going to be a simple off-tackle run or a B-gap run. And because the nose guard is late getting off the ball, he not only allows the center to reach him, he also gets reached by the guard on the scoop block. Center is able to push up to the linebacker and block the linebacker. Now there's no one left but open space. Let's take a look at the play. See how the guard comes off and takes the nose guard? We run a similar stretch run with Marshawn Lynch and the guys. And when you block it like that, there's no one left in the box. This becomes a big run. It's almost a back-breaking run because the Chiefs need to get the ball back and the Jets are able to march down and get a score. Hey, that does it for this week's Chalk Talk. I'll see you next week.
The Raiders looking for similar results from their first matchup with the Chiefs. Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. Jim, we've already talked about the defense, but I want you to clue in on one player on this Chiefs roster that concerns you a little bit. Who do the Raiders need to shut down?
Well, I think Justin Houston. He's got 8.5 sacks already during the season, and I think they have to find a way to slow him down to give Derek Carr a chance to, you know, get the ball down the field.
Okay, so now on the flip side, let's look at the Raiders. What's the one player that needs to step up and have a huge game at Arrowhead?
Well, let's take a look at both tackles. They're going to have a problem with Justin Houston and some of the other defensive players on that Chiefs team. And Donald Penn, Marshall Newhouse have to step up big, provide not only protection but open the holes for the running game. I think the running game is very key, not to get Derek Carr in third and long situations so that he has an opportunity to get rid of the ball quickly, not have to hold it too long. You know, I think if they can get that done on a consistent basis during the course of the game, I think the Raiders can come out on top.
All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Silver and Black Show. Make sure you tune in next week for a Sunday night showdown here in Oakland as the Raiders host the Dallas Cowboys. For Dexter McDonald, Jack Del Rio, and all of us here at Silver and Black Productions, thanks for watching and go Raiders!